Bring on the dirt. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. We now know the president is open to hearing dirt on his opponents gathered by a foreign country. When he was asked the question, there wasn't the slightest hesitation.
I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
He's being hammered by Democrats and even a few Republicans for those remarks. But I have to say, I actually appreciate that he's warning us. Most politicians who dish dirt on their opponents won't admit they got it from a shady source. But the president, true to his promise of transparency, is letting us know that any dirt dumped by his campaign may well have been planted by foreign operatives.
If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent, I think I'd take it.
Not the slightest hesitation. Now, it's true he did not say whether he would reveal which of his attacks was inspired by foreigners, nor did he promise to name his foreign sources. And that's too bad, because it would be nice to know whether he's tweeting something from Norway or something from Kim Jong-un. But what impressed me most about the president's ethical example is that it gives the news media the green light. Foreign research is not treasonous, it's fair game. So that should a Russian source finally get hold of, say, his tax returns and offer them to the New York Times, the Times can accept them without the slightest hesitation. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.